Barge number 4 sits in the water, appropriately called the Bridge Barge. Straight ahead of us, and laid out in all its aquatic glory, is the expanse of Sydney Cove from Jeffrey Street Wharf to Kirribilli. Then back on our side of the water to my right is the Sydney Opera House with Fort Denison and Garden Island. Off to the extreme right, barge number 5 is between Kirribilli House and Fort Denison. Barge number 6 is on the far western side of Fort Denison between Cremorne Point and Garden Island. The 7th and final barge position is in between Clark Island and Taronga Zoo. We'll see pyros off the Opera House and the bridge in addition to these barge positions. Due to the amount of vantage points along the harbour and the surrounds, the barges are all synchronised. That is, each time a barge fires an effect as part of the display, so do all of the barges. That way, the largest amount of audience see the beautiful effect.
About 5 minutes to midnight here on 2RPH, and I'll run you through some of the common fireworks effects we'll see tonight. A peony is the most common kind of pyrotechnic you'll see in the sky, and that's a spherical break of coloured stars that burn without a tail effect. The peony is the most common, as I said, and it's what you think of when you first think fireworks. A diadem is a type of peony with a centre cluster of non-moving stars, normally in a contrasting colour or a sizzling or sparkling effect. Kamuro is a Japanese word for a boy's haircut, and there's an effect called a Kamuro effect. It brings to mind a dense burst of glittering silver and gold stars, and they leave a heavy glittering trail, and they fall slowly towards Earth, making you think of a swooping haircut. Multi-break shells are large shells that contain several smaller shells of various sizes and types. The initial burst scatters the other shells across the sky before they also explode. When a shell contains smaller shells of the same size and type, it's usually an effect referred to as thousands.
Roman candles, several large stars which fire at regular intervals. These are commonly arranged in fan shapes, and we often see them off the barges. If you're with us for the 9 p.m, you would have heard us talk about those. Horsetail or falling leaves, named for the shape of the break. This shell features heavy, long-burning tailed stars that only travel a short distance from the shell burst, and then they free fall to the ground. Fish, inserts that propel themselves rapidly away from the shell burst, often looking like fish swimming away. Crossets, a shell containing several large stars that travel a short distance before breaking apart into smaller stars, creating a crisscrossing grid-like effect. Then there's the cascading curtain off the bridge, from the deck to the water, falling 60 metres to sea level. It's a continual stream of fireworks. The pyrotechnics tonight will reach a maximum height of 450 metres above the water and a maximum width of 200 metres wide. Huge.
3 minutes now to midnight, and we're going to take you quickly through the anatomy of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, because we'll be referring to some of its very specific parts. If you consider the bridge, the famous shape of it, the coat hanger, it's made up of two distinct shapes of the arch and the straight line across. The arch is made up of two arches of steel, the top one called the upper cord, the bottom one called the lower cord. These are connected by a zigzag of steel girders. Intersecting across the centre of it is the road deck, which carries the trains and cars, which is now closed to all traffic. So very rare sight to see the Sydney Harbour Bridge clear of all traffic. Leading up to the bridge on either side to that road deck are what's called the bridge approaches. These are raised roadways, and there will be fireworks firing off those up towards the bridge. Underneath the road deck, there's also the catwalk, and that's where the waterfall that Emma just mentioned is mounted. We've got about 2 minutes left for midnight here. We've enjoyed a spectacular view. We can hear the roar of the crowd through the windows as people get so excited for New Year's. All of the parties along the harbour now starting to draw people's attention to the happenings inside. The ships from the light parade now moored outside the safety zones, and their outlines still visible, twinkling in the darkness across the expanse of the harbour.
We've got 12 of those boats just directly in front of us, and they're a nice, beautiful waterline effect for us, framing the darkness of that exclusion zone in the centre. We can also see the twinkling lights of people taking photographs, which is quite insane considering where we are.
From apartment buildings, from parties all across the harbour, we can see flashbulbs going off as people get excited for New Year's and the ringing in. Countdown has begun on the pylon projections. There's 4 concrete pylons, 2 at either side, which support the structure of the bridge. That is currently at 67 seconds as we head towards the year 2017.
So a little way to go now. The other cute thing that's happening in front of us is those barge positions that we described earlier. They're all twinkling. So we can see them marked out in the water, loaded with their 16 shipping containers worth of pyrotechnics. That's 120 tonnes of pyros set to go. You may have heard us or say before that there are an extra 2,400 effects on the bridge tonight. It's going to be something to see. The crowd, you can hear them. I'm sure if you're here with us tonight, if you're at home, just imagine the swell of excitement around you as everyone's getting really antsy about those 26 seconds that are left before that big moment begins.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is going to be fun. We can also see the New South Wales police boats keeping us safe with their red and blue flashing lights across the harbour.
And I can see the last train making its eager way across the deck of the harbour bridge. That's with 4 seconds to go.
2 seconds, 1 second. Here we go.
Three lines of stars shooting straight up from the eaves of the Opera House. The bridge is alive in twinkling stars. In blue and red off the bridge approaches, and the upper and lower quarter lit up in gold. The hangars fill with a flash of silver, a halo of dense kimura above. A corona breaks out above the upper cord with big wreaths on the hangars. Six in total, and above that a kimura in amber. Stars continue to shoot straight forward off the Opera House and the hangars. On each beat there's a new effect as those stars really push out from the bridge, and purple opens the wider display on the water, followed by amber. Multi-breaks, just like those flower bouquets we were saying before. Six smaller explosions with green centres. It's really big magic. Perhaps to try and top what we just saw off that bridge, that was some opening. And then we've got Roman candles shooting up in a big splay from the water level. A diadem of peonies in purple and silver with twinkling stars, and a nice big pink puffball. And again, another Roman candle display off the water. Smaller puffballs now in twos and threes, and another Roman candle. And you can actually see the rockets zipping up through the sky before they explode in those big peonies. And again, a nice big round puffball, and we're waiting. Oh!
New multi-break shells give us our first taste of a twinkle, big, bright and bold, lingering as they die. Sometimes two at a time, sometimes five in a cluster, leaving amber sparkles twinkling in the sky, falling towards the harbour. There are searchlights in white and blue shooting up through the smoke from the deck of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. We've now got big, bold colours, pink and yellow, with a twinkle at their centre, and massive peonies. So they're firing in groups of five, with one big at the top and three through the bottom. Horsetail fireworks launch now, drifting slowly back down to earth, lighting up the sky. They're little compared to the peonies, but they linger. Their star tails drip and they descend, fingers of Roman candles twinkling up from the barges at a lower level. Off the upper court of the bridge, stars like a golden hose of sprinklers, and from the lower crosset filling the space under the bridge with streaks of powdery gold light. It's absolutely gorgeous. And another wave of sprinkler-like stars from the top cord of the bridge.
And a dazzling gold fireflies in pairs coming out from the barges only, and there's a Roman candles from the deck as well, and then three peonies in that dazzling display. Another two, they're quite large now, quite a long way up. Two little dainty peonies at water level and breaking up into different colours. It's like gold stardust now. Coronas tipped with crossets at water level, and that pattern's repeating. We've got two peonies, and I can see twinkling breaks, a fan-tipped crosset off the water. Two splayed ascending rows of wee peonies just below those big exploding peonies in the sky. Big stunning peonies with sizzling silver centres. The same again but smaller. And in pairs. And two more and another larger one just above that. We can see the rocket shooting up before it manages to explode. And we've got them a little bit lower down now in threes. And a very large one, followed by two smaller, and those Roman candles coming up from the ground, reaching up to meet those amber explosions. It's a multi-break. In pairs, and the Roman and a very large one with two just below it, and now
the bridge and the Sydney Opera House and the bridge approach light up with gold sparkles. Across the upper core, the tails make a crosshatch in the sky. The Opera House shooting out lines of red stars. Off the hangars, the central part of the bridge, single stars fire in geometric waves in beats to the music, horizontally and vertically. A massive corona of sparkles above the chord of the bridge now, as we move back out to the barges, searchlights on the bridge streaking up and down.
And we've got big puffballs with central stripes, like the sharp edges of jewels overhead from the barges. A bright flash of the water from the coronas, and very big twinkling low-level effects reaching up to those overhead explosions, again with a crisscross in the middle and the surrounding powder puff of sparkle. Off the bridge, we've got gold stars from the upper chord, glitter and sparkle all around. Wow, it's a profusion of decadence. The bridge is crowned in blue and gold and green, and a big peony break from over the upper chord. That's the largest one we've seen yet. It looked like a Las Vegas explosion.
Things drawing back into themselves now as we take it down a step, a little more pared back. Gold horsetails drifting down towards the water from each barge. The bridge has gone dark, the Opera House dark, green sparkles in the air as single rockets streak up one after the other to fill the sky, building in intensity now. They're slower, more dainty effects, putting wide, stringy coronas on the sky. We're getting into another build, a big purple multi-break with palm frond-like streaks that move from the centre outwards. These are Komuros. There's one big and then three small below, and the Roman candles beneath them. It's a parade of colours, one after the other, with the same Komuro effect following that pattern. One big one, two little ones. One big, two little, and the fanning fingers of the Roman candles beneath. Smoke starting to fill the sky, carried around by the lovely breeze across Sydney Harbour. More palm frond effects with red tips and fingers of colour.
White gold now, crossets in multiple angry intersecting lines like a cluster of toothpicks in that sky that really is filling with smoke. The fanfare from water level rises up, strong spidery fingers to meet the collection of angry toothpicks that we can still see overhead. Still breaking out, a big orb of colour to break it up. The stars outside of the orb glitter and sparkle. There's another one, and then two, and then three, and again they're throwing up Roman candles from the barge positions in nice reds and silvers, and a very big peony break overhead. On the top quarter of the bridge, seven pink Roman candles bounce up, splayed open like the watery arms of a sprinkler, left to right, and then back. And from the hangars, from the centre out, stars fire in rows. Off the Opera House, bright lolly-coloured sprays. The whole bridge is dancing alive at the moment with lights coming off the upper and the lower chord, and we've still got peony breaks coming at us from the barge positions, now in amber.
Like the cuffs of cymbals clashing together, each multi-break sprays green and gold and then pink and red, leaving sparkles in the centre. They're called thousands, seen as they break in clusters of three and five at a time, with Roman candles glittering down on the water. Streaks falling towards the sky as the colours get harsher and redder. Now multicoloured bursts through the sky in pastels, filling the sky with irregular spots of light.
Oh, and the bridge lights up. Bright green flares dance across its arches. It's really twinkling. It's on the Opera House as well, over the eaves. It's another mood change now, the romance of that twinkling firelight in the sky. Small clusters flash and twinkle off the barges. They really are twinkling and spraying glitter. The glitter and sparkle grows in size in the sky and changes to warmer reds and golds, pulsing with sparkles. Those peonies are going off. And off the bridge we have big streaks rising above the top chord.
Two coloured effects now, peonies in red and purple in the same shell, shooting out in both colours, while more fingers of Roman candles shoot up above the bridge, creating a beautiful halo of green sparkles and some thick white sparkles falling slowly towards the harbour.
The Roman candles are coming off the barges, and you can really see those rockets shooting up before they explode. We've got a massive peony with a centre of blue and the outer sparkles of amber. another Roman candle, but this one's in red, and then two peonies following that.
Really delicate high up. Gold sparkles there, and more horsetails now, slow falling waterfalls of beautiful pearlescent sparkle heading down towards the harbour to match the downbeat of this tune. Moving towards more of a yellow now, and the rockets shooting slowly with glittering gold trails, crossets filling the sky with a profusion of golden lines as the Roman candles shoot sparkles up underneath and flares inside.
We've got a multitude of a multi-break of peonies here, one after another, ranging in size and colour, but they're really building. It looks like a rainbow from the coronas at the ground, and it really does look like a no-holes-barred, all-out, discotastic, twinkling and flashing bunch of rainbow-inspired flowers.
We're coming back to the bridge now, a special halo of lights over the top and a special Roman candle in front, sprinkler fans of gold light that break twice, giving us a beautiful corona of golden effects across the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
And from everywhere on the bridge, the top chord, the lower chord, the deck, and from the catwalk, we've got spraying stars. And jumping up to meet that, following that, are different coloured coronas from the upper chord.
We've got sparkles coming in on the beats here. They're going to match the effect as the hangers spray across and the bridge approaches, lighting up in gold sparkles as well. It's all.
And we've got bouncing peonies in purple, and then following that, amber stars even higher up. Oh, and the waterfall effect has started from the catwalk coming down.
Beautiful Kimura effects, enormous white sparkles in the sky, red sparkles following the arc of the bridge, and multi-break shells giving us a beautiful effect. That waterfall is just a curtain of light drooping from the deck down, hitting the water and landing. It's lighting up the entirety of Sydney Harbour.
The real scene stealer.
We can see the boats. We can see everything lit up in this beautiful golden light.
Above that, we've got peonies breaking out, and they've got crossets coming out of those, but they just can't match that shimmer, can they? It's like a glitter curtain is dangling down those 60 metres. Above the bridge, we've got stars, really massive stars in green, and now everything has begun
to explode. The whole sky is lit up with
literally
a multitude of sparkling white effects, blue effects from the Sydney Opera House, every barge firing at once.
The bridge approaches have got coronas, all of them, and then the upper chord of the bridge also has coronas firing in red and silver, and we've got stars shooting from the upper and lower chord. We've got peonies mounting in size and colour. The architecture of the bridge is obscured now. All we can see are stars coming out.
Everything going off at once. A massive burst of colour and golden sparkles slowly streaking as the waterfall finishes and the bridge twinkles away as we finish this fireworks display. Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Will. That concludes the Midnight Fireworks display. Goodness me. Thank you for staying with us to hear live audio description of that 2016 Sydney New Year's Eve firework. We hope you enjoyed that experience.
That's us popping our fictional champagne. We hope you're having an excellent time wherever you are in Sydney Harbour, around Australia or around the world.
I think you can hear a ferry horn as well behind us. Another
bottle.
We're really having a disco now. There's also some interesting effect on the bridge, which is just two of the tiny waterfall curtains are still going.
Just a little bit. This year there are 11 vantage points offering designated accessible viewing areas. If you watch from one of these locations, or if you used any of City of Sydney's range of services to help make your experience more enjoyable, your feedback's valuable to us. Please let us know, because we want to make this as good as we can every year. You can let RPH know at the numeral 2 RPH at 2rph.org.au or via their website, or email or call Alison Richardson, the accessibility officer for this event, at nyedisability@cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au or on 9265 9325.
don't have a pen handy, then get more details at www.sydneynewyearseve.com/accessibility.
We can hear the crowds absolutely losing their minds following that demonstration as the cloud of smoke just settles itself in over Sydney Harbour.
It's really not clearing. The bridge looks like someone has, like the end of a match head. It's just got a cloud of smoke still waiting to clear off it.
A light breeze this year has meant that it's been a bit clearer, however. So please be sure to take all of your belongings with you. The audio of this event will be available on the 2RPH website from January 2nd, and we want to wish you a safe journey home and a prosperous and exciting 2016. Thank you very much
for listening.